this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room. Before listening, the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans. Any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, geckos, you know, all of God's horrible drunken mistakes, I've said it a million times, but especially no goddamn geckos. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zamo. The genius, the divine, etc., etc. I presume you know who I am because you're listening to this podcast, you know. But you can catch yourself up at my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com. You know, comics, etc., all that jazz. So, it's 2 weeks into June, according to the humans. I ain't seen nothing but rain and clouds with the odd sunny break, and not even a warm sunny break. Cold sunny break. So I think they're lying again. You know, either they're lying about it being June, or they're lying about having done nothing to offend the sun god and cause him to unleash a terrible damp vengeance upon us all. But either way, they are lying. Technical support monkey, of course, disagrees.
It's just like rainy. I think there's, like, some stuff going on with the sun or whatever, like...
Like your perpetual insistence on offending the sun god?
No, it has, like, not enough sunspots or something.
Because you keep offending the sun god.
No, it's like a cycle that happens every 11 years or so. There's, like, a couple years where it's just not as active, so it's not as hot.
Because you piss off the sun god, chimp! Technical support monkey, of course, denies her wrongdoing and has spent all week sending me bullshit links from NASA about this solar cycle conspiracy theory of hers. Clearly projecting her guilty conscience onto innocent Americans. I mean, NASA are the people who faked the moon landing. They ain't got nothing to do with the sun. Jeez, stupid humans. Anyway, I've been spending a lot of time at Technical Sport Monkey's house these last couple weeks because now that the Rona, commie, cooties, whatever it was, is worn off or whatever, Georgie is back to having painting workshops in what used to be the barn of the new acreage thingy she and Pierre bought up the road from Technical Sport Monkey's. I think I mentioned it a couple shows back last year. Anyway, apparently Ig ain't allowed to exercise my freedom of speech by heckling the workshop participants. So, ain't no entertainment there. And Pierre is back at the office at his government cheese job in Nanaimo. So, you know, there's not much fun to be had at Georgie's house. So I gotta get Georgie to drive me over to Chimpette's every morning so I can heckle her instead. Unfortunately, she's been painting again, too, but also procrastinating, which means she's sewing clothes and such, and complaining constantly when Iggy tries to help her with constructive criticism and all that.
I don't have any lime green fabrics, Amo.
Sure you do. You have that weird crinkly kind.
Yeah, but that's like for a blouse.
Okay, so make the lime green blouse, Chimpy.
I was gonna wait till I, like, lose some weight to make that one, Zamo.
No, Chimpy, make it now.
I'm, like, making some satin camisoles today.
Fine. Make them out of green satin.
The only green satin I have is, like, there's a lot of it. I'm going to make it into, like, a skirt, but I'm waiting till I lose some more weight, Zamo. It's, like, I'm just going to use up these red and purple satin remnants I have kicking around.
So, I guess when Chimpette finally hits the gym, her fashion sense might start to improve. Until then, it's nothing but pink and purple and goddamn red. So far as the eye can see, even though one tries not to look at such abominations. Why don't we go down to Fabricland and get you some green satin for them camisoles, chimpy?
Fuck Fabricland. Those assholes are profiting off of dumb Karens who think shitty, quilting cotton masks will, save them from the woo flu, so they won't even let you in the store unless you're wearing one of those stupid things. They can go fuck themselves.
Okay, so put on a bank robber mask and go get some green satin, chimpy.
No!
It's for your own good, chimpy.
No, it isn't. Those masks don't prevent a virus. It's just a fucking mind control thing for stupid cunts who believe what the CBC tells them.
Iguana wasn't talking about the Rona, chimpy. Iguana was talking about how Iguana gonna kick your ass if you don't start wearing some goddamn green.
I'll guess on the next time I go to that place in Victoria.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Victoria then.
I was just there on Thursday.
Yes, chimpy, and you bought blue satin chiffon, peach silk shantung, pink stretched lace, and red silk. You failed to buy any green satin, so now we have to go back.
Okay, the silk isn't red, Zamo. It's like a white silk that has a little bit of red in the print.
Close enough, chimpy. Get your car keys. We have to go back for the green silk satin. Support monkey wouldn't listen to reason, so Iguana had to sit there glaring at her while she made her dumb red camisole. Iguana tried to file a complaint with her father, who is outside doing some yard digging, whatever, but as usual, he seemed completely unconcerned with his chimpling's wrongdoing. Sir, your chimpling bought the wrong color fabric in Victoria on Thursday.
Did she now?
Yes. And what's worse is she refuses to drive down there today and correct her mistake.
Well, guess she's just gonna have to wear the wrong color then.
Iguana told her to buy green, but she wouldn't listen.
She wouldn't, huh?
No, sir. You need to do something about your chimpling. Well, technical support monkey's father just shrugged. Kept whacking at the old tree stump, and he didn't do nothing about his wayward brat. The apple don't fall far from the tree, apparently. Yeah, at least the strawberries are kind of ripe, so Ig filled Ig's self up while Ig was out there, but that hardly makes up for having to look at Chimpette in her goddamn red satin camisole. Ig even tried getting some helpful suggestions on, better things Chimpette could sew, by way of asking Jeff from Ojai what he thought technical support monkey ought to make. But naturally, she ain't followed the explicit directions I gave her based on Jeff from Ojai's stated preferences.
I'm never gonna wear a see-through, slutty secretary blouse, Zama. I'm not wasting time and money making one.
But Jeff from Ojai says those look hot. Don't you want Jeff to like your outfits?
No!
But you're gonna marry Jeff. Doesn't his opinion matter?
I'm not marrying some random dude you found in the phone book that I've never even met.
Chimpy, you're well past the age when you needed to stop playing hard to get. By the way, when you make that slutty see-through secretary blouse, do it in pink. And don't wear a bra under it. Apparently that defeats the whole purpose. Sadly, much like Iggy's helpful color suggestions, technical support monkey hasn't been listening to these valuable suggestions from Jeff either. Instead, she's making a 50s housewife dress out of red batiks.
I don't know why you're complaining, Zamo. It's like a nice strawberry color.
Looks more like a tomato color to me, chimpy. Iguana thought you had bought a nice green jungle leaf print fabric a while back. Why don't you make the dress out of that instead?
I can't find it.
Then stop sewing and go looking, chimpette.
I'll get to it eventually, Zamo.
Get to it now, chimpette. Of course, technical support monkey wouldn't listen to reason and carried along sewing the red tomato dress anyways. And once again, her father refused to do anything about its chimpling's willful disobedience. I even phoned Mr. Heidel. He used to live down around the corner from Georgie and me when we lived in Richmond. And for some reason, weird coincidence, he now owns a house down the block from Technical Support Monkey. Anyways, so Mr. Heidel, unfortunately, turned out to be no more helpful than Chimpette's father. Actually, Mr. Heidel was even less helpful.
Red 1950s housewife dress, huh? Nice.
No, Mr. Heidel, it's not nice. Iguana hates red.
Yeah. Is it more like an authentic 50s dress with the longer skirt, or is it one of those, like, pin-up 50s dresses? You know, the ones where you can see her ass if she bends over in it?
How the hell would I know? I endeavor to avoid looking at chimps at the best of times, let alone when they're bending over.
We'll go find out.
I don't know, Mr. Heidel. You can't tell what it is yet. It's a big pile of red fabric mess.
Okay, well, tell her to make it real short.
And green, right? She should make it out of green fabric instead of tomato red.
Who gives a shit about color?
Okay, Iguana, tell her. Yeah, anyway, so that was kind of useless, but I did relay Mr. Heidel's message. Chimpant, Mr. Heidel says, if you want to land a man monkey, you need to make that dress out of green fabric and make the skirt really short so when you bend over, he can see your backside.
That guy is like such a pig, Zomo. Why are you friends with him?
Mr. Heidel's cool, Chimpet. He's smarter than you are.
He is not.
Is too. You should take his opinion more seriously.
Why the hell would I care what your asshole friend thinks, Zomo?
Because he drives a Mercedes, Chimpet, and he bought it himself. Whereas you drive a beat-up Chevy that your parents bought for you 10 years ago.
So?
So Mr. Heidel is much more successful than you, and you ought to pay more attention when he gives you advice. Technical support monkey just scowled and kept sewing her stupid tomato red dress.
Ugh.
And later on, her brother came over for dinner, and he was blathering about having had to buy a new charger for his laptop. At, what's that place? You know, the one that nobody goes into anymore. Best Buy? Hey, sister, why would you buy one when you could just loot it for free?
There's no looting here, man.
Right, because chimps like you keep paying for stuff when you could steal it instead.
I'm not gonna steal a $95 charger. I'm not going to jail. The fuck are you talking about?
Looting. Everyone else is doing it. Haven't you seen the news?
Those are losers and shit old Democrat-run cities in the States.
Yeah, so? This is a shithole NDP-run town in Canada, which is even worse.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's why I'm moving to Arizona.
Arizona? Is that, that's close to Los Angeles, isn't it?
Well, not really. I mean, I guess compared to, like, Vietnam, it's close, but it's like a day's drive away or so.
Well, why don't you just move to Los Angeles instead?
Because it's a shithole Democrat-run city.
But it's Los Angeles.
Exactly. L.A. sucks. I mean, there's nice parts around L.A., I guess.
Yes, you could move to a nice part around L.A. and take Iggy with you.
Eh, real estate's a lot cheaper in Tucson.
Yeah, because Tucson sucks.
Eh, whatever. I'm going to buy, like, 4 condos in Tucson and rent them out. 2 long-terms, 2 Airbnbs. L.A.'s too expensive.
Yeah, my friends in L.A., they were saying how crazy the prices are now.
What? You have friends in L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
You bitch! You've been holding out on Iggy!
Whatever.
No, not whatever. Bad monkey, bad! That's about when Iggy grabbed the newspaper. You know, the local newspaper that nobody actually reads. And I thwacked technical support monkey on the nose with it a few times until Chimpet managed to wrestle it away from me and got her brother to put it in the recycling bin. So I switched to clawing Chimpet, but she still managed, unfortunately, to avoid the worst of it because she buried her face in her arms, face down towards the table, and then she texted Georgie to come pick Ig up. Georgie, being a bitch and all, has suspended Iguana's TV privileges for a week over this incident, but screw her. She can't keep me from watching TV when she's teaching her idiot painting students how to smear paint around like 2-year-olds. Naturally, Iggy is shunning technical support monkey until she admits the error of her ways and not telling me she has friends in Los Angeles and also in, not going to visit those friends in Los Angeles while smuggling Iggy down there. Of course, being that I'm not speaking to her right now, this requires getting my frog slave Hoppy to phone that rotten chimp every hour on the hour to remind her that she's being shunned for being a bad monkey.
The Messiah say you bad monkey.
Yeah, whatever.
Tell her she's going to hell if she doesn't repent her sins, Hoppy.
The Messiah say you burn in hell for your sins, yep.
Yeah, whatever.
The Messiah says you've got to repent.
That's nice, Hoppy.
Reminder, she's being shunned for being a bad chimp.
Okay, the Messiah done say you's being shunned for cause you a bad chimp, yep.
You told me that 5 times already today, Hoppy.
Yep, I done told you that, you bad monkey.
Yeah, seems like technical support monkey, much like Georgie, is unrepentant and will require further newspaper thwackings. Anyways, that's kind of all that's been going around the last couple weeks. So, I'm going to go have another nap. And, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget, this 2 weeks show, whatever, you know what I mean. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelmo the Destroyer, Stitcher, I don't know. I think Technical Support Monkey posted a couple different spots, but whatever. Wherever you get your podcasts from. And if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely, thwack them with a newspaper and claw them, and then go to my website, ZelmoTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there, whatever. Anyways, talk at you wigs again soonish. Bye.